Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready? Here we go.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Can I hit you on the back? As hard as I want?
No, I'm all right.
Okay. Cough Drop Central with Barry Laminack. Cough Drop Gate might have gone around the wrong pipe.
No, if I like my, I don't know, maybe I'm having a heart attack. Jeez,
don't tease us like that. We've had enough news for
these
one day.
God bless the Texans are killing me.
Well, gang, here's a follow-up to what Nick had said earlier in the show about A.J. Hinch and monitors and all kinds of things. Molly Knight, journalist for The Athletic Los Angeles, author of The Best Team Money Can Buy book. She is reporting that as part of the whole deal with Alex Cora's involvement, not only being the bench coach for the Astros in 17, but the Red Sox manager in 18, that the report says that Cora set up monitors to cheat and A.J. Hinch smashed them twice. Hinch got a year. Cora's going to get a longer one, no?
Ooh.
So because he was involved in both, and it looks like, and it should, if that's true, though, shouldn't that be in A.J. Hinch's favor to say he wasn't for it, tried to smash the monitors as if to say enough of this?
But it also puts it on the Red Sox owner, right? Because Jim Crane.
Well, the pressure in the follow-through is going to be, will the Red Sox fire?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he has to look what Jim Crane did over there in Houston.
Cora could get a double suspension. He'll be suspended for what he did with the Astros, and he could get suspended again for the Red Sox, at which point I think the Red Sox have no choice but to go, well, Crane did.
That's what I feel like. I don't know if they will.
Yeah. That's going to be really interesting how that plays out. And Joel, before we went to the last break, when I said Alex Bregman would be my main target for who cheated, you had a good point, Joel. Why don't you tell people who you said was the cheater?
Yeah, who was the other Astro you thought?
Who do you think the Astros
Here's
cheater
the thing,
is,
people,
Joel? Tell them.
Let me just logically walk you all through this, okay? And I hate to be the guy after Barry's already pooped and peed on your entire day. I hate the guy to finish up by regurgitating all over you. But when you think about every time that they showed in the playoffs and otherwise, when the Astros bench to the on-deck circle was talking about what looked like signs and what to look for, whether it be tipping pitches or signs or anything else. You hit on the first one.
Bregman. Smartest guy on the team.
Oh, your darling was right in the middle of it. All 5'7" of love and second base affection. Jose Altuve was in the middle of all of that.
You heard it
and
here.
If he goes down to, I don't know that you can survive this going forward.
You
Houston.
Heard it here. Joel Blank says Jose Altuve, biggest
I
cheater
didn't say
on the
he
Astros.
Is or he was. But I'm saying, when you think back logically into who the video showed. Guys.
That's not Betty guys. Nice, Barry.
Huh?
Not Betty Nice.
No. You're going to hell
Bizball.
For that.
Not
you,
really.
You both are going to hell for that. But look, there's plenty of blame to go around, right?
Sure.
Plenty of blame to go around. Let's do this. Let's get these calls so they're not holding because we're – and then –
Who
and I
first,
still
want
to make my point about Bill O'Brien. I still have one other point about Bill O'Brien.
Super.
That we'll get to.
We'll keep it positive today. Which one you want to go to first?
Paul.
Is that JR or Paul?
Paul, what's up?
Hey, I think Crane just screwed up, man. I mean, he's firing these guys without even appealing. You know, and the fine is, this penalty is way too harsh. There's no way
There's no. This is like a death penalty. I don't think free agents are going to want to come here. I think current players are going to want to bail. They're not going to care about what role they played in facilitating the cheating. They're still going to want out. You know, the national media never gave us any love, and it's going to be even worse now.
Appreciate Paul, the call, Paul.
I appreciate the call, but I think you're looking through rainbow colored glasses, bro. They cheated. It's the Astros are cheaters. What do you mean the national media never gave him any love for cheating?
Well,
you
he has to be point. Like,
well, nobody they're great about cheaters.
He's got
they
a point.
Cheated, y'all.
Right? No, but he's got a point in that Passan and others have been like hell bent on trying to go at the Astros and has been less vigilant in going at other teams.
Great.
But
great.
You're right
but
because here's
but
the thing.
That doesn't matter. They cheated.
If that report becomes public, and that's going to be interesting because I'd like to know that. If that report becomes public, well, all this becomes a lot clearer.
I thought they gave it to the media members at the Jim Crane press conference.
Yeah, we haven't seen it all.
If
we
just
haven't
seen it. I need to get my hands on a copy.
But here's the deal. In terms, Paul, for the appeals process, this is too egregious of act to go and appeal. What you appeal is a player got busted for PEDs.
Right.
They gave him a 6-month suspension. He appeals in hopes of getting one for like three. That's how appeals work. When it's this egregious, you don't file an appeal.
No.
You accept it. You even place your own sanctions on your own team that perhaps the MLB
is what Crane did.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, so, Paul. I'm sorry. I'm not going to let the Astros be the victim here. They're not. The Astros and Houston fans are not the victim here. They're cheaters. If we were talking about the Rangers doing this, we would all be wanting the Rangers.
Throw the book at them.
Yeah, that's it. And you Yankees, Red Sox, it doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is it was our team in this town, but you have to look at this objectively. The Astros cheated. They got busted, and the sanctions have been levied. Major League Baseball proved a point. They're making a point. They're making an example out of the Astros. And Jim Crane did what he had to do to protect the integrity of his business.
Think
period.
About the guys
like
that
the
make
move,
the most
but
money.
He had to
owners
do
and people that have a ton of money in big business and otherwise, politically and otherwise, right? The one thing you know is you want to keep your name squeaky clean no matter what. Think about Robert Kraft. He didn't care who else went down under the bus and with the sinking ship as long as his name was cleared. So if you're Jim Crane and you're thinking about appealing this, but yet your name stayed squeaky clean out of it, you look kind of like a hero because you fired the guys that were in the middle of it, and yet you can try and keep your franchise moving forward to make money and just go on with a new season, you're going to do it.
Well, and speaking of looking like a hero, I think what Jim Crane did...
Admirable? Is that better?
Yeah. I think what he did is he said, look, I'm going to – I have to – kind of like what baseball did with the Astros. You have to set an example. And I think he is saying, this is what baseball said, that they're suspended, but this is my organization. This is my integrity. It's my business. I'm in the business of making money, and I'm going to make a move that looks like this wasn't harsh enough for us, so I'm going to punish us too. And I think it's a smart and a very wise and a savvy PR move on Jim Crane's part to do this. I think it's a terrible baseball move. I think it's going to set this franchise back even more unless they make the right hires to replace them. Because it's not like they can't win with somebody else.
Sure.
They've got great players.
And again.
But this is I think Jim Crane did what an owner should do. Cal McNair, I hope you're listening.
And Joe Espada, being a guy that's been around the team, that has the relationships, that knows the ins and outs of the way they go about managing and running the day-to-day business from the clubhouse, at least for 1 year, you got him in-house. He's probably going to be your guy, and then you can do an extensive search to get your next guy.
Yeah.
But we both had candidates when we were talking about that. You threw out a name that you were thinking was not available, who is available.
Brad Ausmus. I'd get Brad Ausmus.
Analytics guy, Astros guy.
I remember he signed that 3-year deal with the Angels, but then you reminded me that they let him go last year. Boy, I would be all over signing Brad Ausmus to this team as the GM.
And if you're looking for just a guy with a reputation that can carry the baseball operations, let alone the managerial, Buck Showalter's a guy that's no nonsense, that's known to be to the vest, letter of the law, baseball diehard, very, very, very staunch supporter of following the rules and doing things the right way. He'd be another guy that you could have instant credibility back in your baseball.
I was looking at Brad Ausmus's wiki page, and boy, it's say no more, fam. Brad Ausmus is your guy. He was the he won a Gold Glove, and he won the 2007 Daryl Kyle Award for Integrity and Courage. Well, there you go.
And
guess what this organization needs right now? A little integrity.
And the Angels hired him because he was an analytics guy when he was the assistant to the general manager.
Yeah. And
he's checking the boxes.
He was fighting a losing battle in Anaheim. They weren't winning. No. That team was not built to win. I don't care that you had Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani. That team was not built to
and
win.
Now
they didn't have enough pieces. He's got pieces here. I think Brad Ausmus could be successful as the manager of the Astros.
But they also wanted to make a splash this time. They knew that because everybody was looking at a franchise with a boatload of money in Los Angeles not doing anything, they had to get a Joe Maddon type. They couldn't take the next up-and-comer.
On the Texans, somebody said, the Texans are the kind of organization that would fire Bill O'Brien and then go hire Jason Garrett.
It's a great point. It's a fantastic point.
So good. So good.
It's going by fast, but we still got about 45 minutes to go in the show, so don't go anywhere as we wrap up hour number three. Taking you till four, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
And I'm going above and beyond MLB's penalty. Today, I have made the decision to dismiss A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow. I felt that with what came out in the report, they both had responsibilities, Jeff running the baseball operation and overseeing AJ and all of those people associated with that, and AJ on the bench and was aware. If you read the report, it's pretty clear. AJ didn't endorse it, and neither did Jeff. Neither one of them started this, but neither one of them did anything about it, and that's how we came to the conclusion.
More from the owner of the Houston Astros, Jim Crane, as he laid down his own punishment after Major League Baseball suspended general manager Jeff Luhnow and manager A.J. Hinch for a year. Mr. Crane came in swiftly following that to say both have been dismissed as of today, and the organization is moving forward after cleaning house.
Somebody just sent me a picture. I'm tweeting it right now. That Barry is funny. Just, bruh. That's all I got to say about this. It's a hat with the Astros logo.
Yeah.
It's got a little asterisk on the hat. Bro.
I said,
ouch.
I said this like when it first started. Ugh. They just turned the Astros into asterisk because of the fact that the 2017 World Series is now tainted. But
well, they won't take it away, but it will forever be known as, well, they cheated that year.
Yeah.
So does it really count? By the way, still trying to get people are still trying to recruit me for their fandom because I'm done. I'm no longer.
Oh, really? Let me hear some of them.
I am a fan free agent until the Texans fire Bill O'Brien. I will no longer be rooting for this team. Period. And as I said in hour one, because look, we're getting texts from people like, "Wow, did you guys hear about the Astros?" No, idiots. We didn't hear about the Astros. Thanks for tuning in at 3:15, not knowing what the hell is going on. It's all we've talked about all day. Thanks for tuning in late, dummies.
Did
you guys see that the Texans lost?
Wait.
Idiots. Lame text like that.
I'd like tune to hear some sooner. Of these.
What?
Who's recruiting you?
So, Bills Mafia.
Oh.
I'm a hard pass on the Bills.
Okay.
Field offers, bro? You don't know. They might get you food.
Take offers. But here's the thing, Bills Mafia, Eagles fan coming after Barry. Bottom line is your team still playing? Get out of here.
Eagles fans also trying to recruit me.
Fly, Eagles, as a fly. Free agent. Fly right the hell out of here. Yeah. Got no shot.
Let me tell you what. That's
I feel like you would fit right into the Eagles fan base.
You got lamb
basting everybody, just letting them know.
You got white toenails.
Booing babies. White toenails. Shout out to Holly.
Carson Bentz, because he's always
I feel like
bent
you would fit right in.
Hurt.
See what they offer you, I'm telling you.
Booing babies and old ladies, calling them the C word.
Throwing marchings at their head.
You'd punch an old man? Why wouldn't you fit right in there?
Why you bring up the past, Nicholas? I'm not in the mood for your crap.
Hey, think about it. Then Bill's Mafia gets played too,
let me tell
right?
you what.
Because Barry would be the guy that jumping off the top rope of the mobile home to break the card table before he decided bang it out in a freaking outhouse.
Let me look at the entire. Okay, it's not going to be the Patriots.
Oh God!
Not the Bills. Not the Jets. Not the Dolphins. Ravens. I could be a Lamar Jackson fan.
Okay.
I'm a big Mike Tomlin guy.
Steelers.
No Browns.
Steelers fan Juan is now texting.
No Browns. No Bengals. Texans. I'm out on. can't do the Titans, can't do anybody in the AFC South.
Okay.
I'm out on that.
I'm with you on the Steelers and the Ravens because both of them have good coaches.
Do you know how good the division was in the NFC North?
I'm a big Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes guy, too. I could be a Chiefs fan. Mm-hmm. As a kid, I saw a Broncos game, and I don't remember what Bronco it was, but he did a backflip in the end zone, and ever since then, I've always had a soft spot in my heart for the Broncos.
Vance Johnson.
Was it Vance Johnson that did the backflip?
So, I think so.
So I could be persuaded to be a Broncos fan. Raiders and Chargers, no thank you. Eagles, Cowboys, Giants, no, nobody in the NFC East.
Thank God, because we don't have much time to get through every division.
I could be a Packers fan.
Yes, you could.
I like the history. Aaron Rodgers is a little, he's a little cantankerous for me now. But
also a little good.
Vikings, Bears, Lions, no. I could be a Saints fan, even though Saints fans have become pretty obnoxious. No Falcons, Bucks, or Panthers. Could be a Niners or Seahawks fan. No Rams or Cardinals.
So we've narrowed it down to four.
Yeah.
Niners, Seahawks, Packers, Saints?
In the NFC. That's who I would go with. And then the AFC, I'm open to Chiefs, Ravens, Steelers.
Okay. Seven total teams.
Yes.
Make your best offer.
That's right.
We don't make offers because we are owned by the public. We're the team of the people. That's why you should join.
Tell me why I need to be rooting for one of those seven teams, and I will switch my allegiance next year. Next year, I will switch my allegiance. I'm not even kidding you.
I am not
rooting for this team next year. Bill O'Brien is the head coach of the Texans, and I said it in the first hour, and I'm going to tell you people that are just tuning in now because somebody just goes, oh, the wrong Houston coach got fired today. We made that joke an hour ago.
Yeah.
Catch up, texters.
Nick, if Barry jumps on the wagon, all it would take is you. We could have Packer Central next year.
That's true.
Dude, this could be awesome.
But
they got a lot of salary cap money. They got a real general manager. They got draft picks. Come on aboard,
you're making
guys.
A good case. They got a legit quarterback.
Yes.
You're making a good case.
They're going to go for it because they only got a couple of good years left. So
I like the young coach. He makes better decisions than old dumbass Bill O'Brien
does.
All
you guys got to do, seriously, is
just
learn to say things like...
I'm never getting a press
credential,
by the way. I'm never getting a press credential. But I'm going to tell you right now, like I said in hour number one, listen up, fans, because I know we get more people tuning in at 3 o'clock because they get off work. If you spend money on this team next year, you're a dumbass, you're an idiot, you might as well just burn your money. Until Bill O'Brien is gone, any fan that spends money on this team is stupid. Period. So,
put cheese on your head.
I could, dude.
Drink
I'm telling
lots of
you,
beer.
I
and learn to say things
fan.
Like "You betcha" and "Oh God." Oh God, they blew that one. But oh, you betcha, the Pack won again yesterday, eh?
But I would really.
You're on board, Nick. You can do it.
Okay, so I've narrowed down my NFC choices.
All right.
I've eliminated the Niners. I don't want to be a Niners fan.
Yeah, like because I don't. You know, I don't like Kyle Shanahan.
That's why. Yeah, Packers, Saints. Seahawks.
Okay.
Probably going to eliminate the Saints. Although I'm a big Drew Brees fan. I have too many friends from Louisiana that are too obnoxious about the Saints. And for that reason, I'm out. So now we're down to two.
Do you
so
also Sharks, know, by the way?
So make your pitch like it's Shark Tank Packers and Seahawks fans.
The reports are out that TV networks are already contacting Drew Brees, thinking that he might be done. And they'd love to have him be a part of TV next year where he can just fade off into the sunset.
You think he would do that? You're just
the way he
finished.
No, I'm being totally honest. The way he finished the season with people starting to doubt,
your skill set
be a pretty quick
off.
Transition.
Tom Brady too. You think Tom Brady goes into the booth?
And let me eventually.
You do?
And let me follow this up for you. Here's the other tidbit of news. If you think that it's not lucrative, did you see what the offer ESPN's going to make Romo to switch from CBS to ESPN?
$10 million a year. I'm just guessing. By the way,
between $10 and $14 million.
I literally was guessing.
Wow.
I was guessing.
Year. That's crazy.
He's going to make more money than a lot of players, and probably more money than he ever made per year when he was Cowboys quarterback. $10 to $14 million a year to sit in a booth once a week and call games.
And they said that it would allow him to play on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, because he wants to golf.
Yep.
What a deal that is.
I'm looking up his numbers right now on SpotTrack. Let's see what his career earnings were. The most he ever made in the NFL was 2013. He made $26 million.
Okay. I was about to say, there's no
way. But that was because of his signing bonus. He had a $25 million signing
there
bonus.
You go.
Okay.
His salary, base salary, the most he ever made was $8.5 million.
Wow.
Double
right
it to go
on.
He got
booth.
A restructure bonus of
right
16
on,
one year.
Yep.
But yeah.
Double it to go in the booth.
Yep. That's
those are
crazy.
Unbelievable numbers across the board.
That's crazy.
It always rains in Seattle.
True.
Clowney even wants out.
Russell Wilson's pretty fun to watch.
Boy,
though.
I'm going to say this because.
All right, I'm down to three teams. I have eliminated the Ravens.
Okay.
Because they laid an egg against the Titans. I have eliminated the Steelers because I don't like the future, even though I like Mike Tomlin.
Mm-hmm.
I have narrowed my list of seven down to three teams.
Texans fans hate you, by the way.
It is Chiefs, Packers, Seahawks. State your case. Okay.
It rains all the time in Seattle. But I will say this.
But the coffee's good.
My brother-in-law is although a I do huge, love cheese. My brother-in-law Mike's a huge Seahawk fan. So after the game, we were chatting it up. And I said, look, even if he wasn't a Badger, Russell Wilson is hard to hate on.
He really is.
Dude, he's like Derek Jeter to me. Damn good. And
he's
told
like Derek
you,
Jeter to me. It's, yeah, it's, absolutely. I hate the Yankees, but I loved Derek Jeter.
And here's the thing. You can't bring him down. You look at, and we talk about Deshaun and otherwise, but you look at the second half of that game with no running backs to even count on. He was the leading rusher, the leading passer. Mm-hmm. He never was brought down, and they couldn't stop him in the second half. Dude is unbelievable.
Yeah, he really is.
Pete Carroll is an annoying, gum-chewing pain in the ass.
I love Pete Carroll, man.
Well, then you're an idiot.
You kidding me? I love all three of those coaches. I like LaFleur, I like Pete Carroll, and I like Andy Reid. I love all three of those quarterbacks. I mean, this is a tough decision.
It could be worse than you getting a buffet with Andy Reid.
It's true. Although, yeah, I mean, KC Barbecue, but then there's Seattle Coffee,
well,
and there's Green Bay
KC
Cheese.
Barbecue was better than Houston queso. Barbecue.
No, I didn't say that. You shut your mouth. I did not say that. Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Well, you've already evilized the entire city. They're all pissed at you anyway.
Don't care. They're dumb. I'm telling you right now. Don't tweet me about the Texans.
Robert, Coach, we see you. We got a half hour to go on the show. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final half hour of The Usual Suspects on D-Day in Houston sports. It's The Usual Suspects here to tell you that from the top of the show, all the punishment that came down for A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luno, which wasn't even close to the punishment they were about to receive from owner Jim Crane as he relieved both Hinch and Luno of their duties today. As well as the organization getting a $5 million fine and them losing their first and second round draft picks this year and next year. We're already talking about the debacle all show in and out about Bill O'Brien, the Texans. Cal McNair, where are you? Why haven't we heard anything? And why are you not doing what everybody wants you to do that is proven time and time again to be the thing you need to do and get rid of Bill O'Brien? That hasn't happened, but people want to talk about that. And, of course, this story that continues to get juicier as more and more details come out is everything surrounding the Astros and what happened today.
Yeah.
So with that being said, we've got calls that have been lined up to get involved in all this. JR, you've been holding the longest. We'll get you in here first. What's up?
Yes. First of all, great show, guys.
Thank you.
My opinion, this is just me. I don't believe it as far as that the Astros, for one, like, you know, until I see it myself that they're cheaters. I'm not saying because I'm here from the Houston area. On the speech by the owner, supposedly the reporters were telling him if they cheated or, you know, as far as the leading to the World Series or winning it, he said no. He wanted to keep the World Series. He wanted to keep it for sure. They didn't, you know, as far as affected them winning it. So why fire them? Why fire the manager, the general manager, if you're just saying to the world that they still did it the right way? That's his own words, the owner of the Astros. In other words, he wants to keep the title, and they're going to keep it, supposedly. You know what I mean? Why fire them? If you're saying that they didn't cheat it or they did it the right way, why fire the coach? Why fire the general manager?
Yeah, I think the reason, JR, I appreciate the call, the reason is because he's trying to, as Joel discussed, this is a money decision. Mm-hmm. This isn't an on-the-field baseball decision by Jim Crane. This is an off-the-field front office
reputation, financial
integrity, and business decision. Yep. And, you know, we've laid it out over the last 2.5 hours for all the different reasons. Go back and listen. But essentially what it comes down to is this isn't just an isolated thing. There has been a lot of turmoil in that front office from the Osuna and then the retraction with Taubman and having to come out and have his back and then not have his back. And it's run the gamut of issues from a PR perspective for the Astros, and that's why he made the move.
Yeah, I mean, I think you talk about the business stuff, and I couldn't agree more, but the business, look, when you win a World Series, sometimes those dividends pay out a season or two after the fact, because that's just how great it is to win a World Series. Now he's been fined. It's been 2 years removed. This is kind of a business decision, too. Now he can wipe off A.J. Hinch and Luno off the books after he's lost some of the money that he's gained from the World Series in 2017. Whether you disagree with it or not, I don't necessarily agree with it. I also don't think it's a terrible decision.
Gotta save face, brother. Gotta save face. And also to go into the whole personnel side of things, what players are going to come here? How are you going to recruit players to come here in the future and to continue to build the organization? Well, you gotta show that you were willing to take very uncomfortable decisions very, very seriously and move on for the betterment of the franchise. So there's
I think A.J. Hinch is going to get a job regardless of the fact. I really believe that. I really believe even after the suspension, someone's going to hire A.J. Hinch and he's going to paid. He's going to get paid.
A Tigers fan was like, bro, we would take Luno and Hinch in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat.
A lot of organizations would. These guys were really good at what they did. And remember, it's important to point out again and to continue to say they weren't the main source of the cheating. This was really on the players. The players got lucky. The fact of the matter is, and Jim Crane said it in the press conference, they didn't stop it. And that's why he had to make this decision. Because they could have stepped in and stopped it, and they chose not to. They turned a blind eye to it, as Nick said earlier. And that's the reason. So they're not cheaters per se. They were just complicit.
And here's the bigger thing in looking at all this. Do the suspensions just last for a calendar year, whether they're employed or not? Or now that they've been fired, do you have to wait until a team hires you and then sit out a year?
It's effective today, she said.
Yeah, I think that they can't manage.
So they won't have a job this year.
They
so
can't
we'll
do
see
anything
AJ
in
Hinch
baseball
on ESPN,
for a year.
And we'll see Jeff Luno on
pretty
MLB
much.
Network.
Pretty much.
Right?
And then next year they'll get jobs.
I believe the way Passan tweeted out was, it's effective today. He'll be off the suspension 1 year after, 1 day after the 2020 World Series. I believe that's what the tweet is. So.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so that answers that. So for teams that do want them and are interested, they don't have to be employed to have the suspension enforced. That was a big question that I had. So from there, let's just try and roll through these calls real quick. Robert's been holding a long time. He wants to get in here on the Astros. Robert, what's up?
All right. So love the show, guys. So what I'm trying to wrap my head around is what I haven't heard is, why is this cheating? Like, I watched the World Series. I watched all the games. And I watched in the dugout, they promoted the fact that they had iPads in the dugout. They're going back and watching their previous play and previous pitches. So what that, and also, if this is cheating and if they did this, you have a limited amount of time to make that decision. And you're still going off the fact that you're just a good guesser.
Well, Robert, I can tell you why it's cheating. This is real easy. I mean, this isn't that difficult. The iPads are to go back and look at
scouting
previous. Well, it's the
video
It's video scouting. You can look at previous innings. But what they were doing was live. They were taking a live feed, not delayed 7 seconds, not delayed at all. They were taking an absolute real-time live feed as the catcher would put down a pitch, and then they would relay that information to the hitter at the plate. And it is very specific that Major League Baseball said you cannot use technology to gain an advantage. And that's exactly what that is. And that's cheating. So this isn't, if you didn't understand that, that's what happened.
Yeah, the Apple Watch summed it all up. You cannot use the technology, whether it be simplistic like a watch or as specific and as detailed as what Barry just said. Yeah. So there you have it.
They cheated. And listen, Astros fans, save your calls if you're going to try to defend this organization and your team and your guys and have their backs. Well, they didn't do nothing wrong. They're cheaters, okay? And they cheated, period.
And of the suspensions, you actually survive one of them because you fired Luno. Yeah. So now you can bring in a new GM and you can have general manager do general manager duties all year long and not worry how it's going to work without your GM. So you've already circumvented the system, so to speak, and you'll have a general manager this year. Now it's just a matter of, and like we said, Joe Espada is probably going to be the guy because he knows the locker room inside and out and the roster. So that for this year, you have a guy that at least is in touch with the day-to-day of a team that was a successful team for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep going. Doc wants to get in here, friend of the show, wants to talk Astros and Texans. Doc, what's up?
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing today?
Hi, Doc.
What's up, Doc?
I'm gonna make it brief. Okay. When you look at what happened with the Astros today, if I'm Luno, I would call Brad Ausmus. I'd get him in right away.
And if I make another call to Barry Bonds to bring him in as a hitting coach. Now you got two star-studded all-star players who know about the game as well, and then it'll kind of, you know, energize your fan base a little bit after what went on this weekend. And hopefully Mike Fryers never get a job in MLB with anybody, because I wouldn't want him in my locker room telling my business what's going on in the locker room. That's male 101. And now, number two, with the Texans, man, we're not spending I've told my wife, I've told my players, I've told my kids, we're not spending another dollar, another dime, going out there to NRG, having to deal with what we saw this weekend.
Amen.
The coach never made any type of in-game adjustments to stop the onslaught of what was coming down. He never tried to do anything different. He went with the same old. And even when they were behind, they were still moving around like they were leading.
Doc, we appreciate the call. Something might have happened there, but we appreciate the call. Look, they made adjustments. They made it easier for Travis Kelce to catch the ball in the second half.
Jeez.
So,
yeah, Doc, I'm glad to hear you say you're not spending money. Let's start a list. There is one fan with some common sense in this city. It's Doc. Do I hear two? Do I have another? Is there another Houston sports fan?
Common sense from a guy that said that Luno should make a move quick to get Brad Ausmus?
From a football perspective, football fan perspective. Don't spend money on the Texans.
Half a shred of?
You know what? Send me the money. I'll buy coats for the homeless. It's better. It's money well spent. Don't waste it on the Texans and a garbage organization that they are right now. As far as don't get Barry Bonds. But that's
first
just
of all,
gimmicky.
What is he, yeah.
You don't need another gimmick right now.
And he cheated.
I love the Brad Ausmus
thing. You can't have another cheater try to help you out of a cheating situation?
Great point.
And they don't have a hat that'll fit that head. Stop
that's
it.
That's a great point. Bring in a guy that's the
yeah,
biggest
cheater. Let's get a cheater to make you forget
and
about
cheating.
And you
know what?
That's a good point. How
bring
do we forget that?
Bring in Bonds to be the bench coach. Pete Rose, third base coach. There you go. Boom. Can't do that.
Brought to you by MyBookie.
Can't do that, Doc. But that's a great point about Bonds and the staff. I didn't even think about that. I'm just thinking it's gimmicky. But God, that's an even better reason not to do it. But my charge is Brad Ausmus. That would be my guy.
Yeah.
Go get Brad Ausmus.
Absolutely
I do like
a
that
good
idea.
Fit.
Everything else
for a lot
Doc,
of reasons.
They'll know about that on the baseball side.
Yeah. So
with you on the football side though. Couple of texts. Just I want to clear these out because we've a lot of texts coming in. How long? Somebody wanted to know how long do you think AJ Hinch and Luno last on the job market? Not long.
They'll have jobs next year once they become free.
Yep. Somebody texted and said, Mark Schell said, join the Packers, Barry. Since you're a fan free agent, when they come to town next year, you can go and root against the Texans.
Outstanding point, and you can join me.
I love that. People are saying join any other team in the AFC South because you can root against the Texans. I can't do the Titans.
Okay.
I might be able to do the Colts. I might be able to do the Jags. Could never be a Titans fan.
Keno Carl in line one.
I could never be that. Eat a whole D, Barry. Wow.
Who's that from?
I don't know. Did you send that?
No. Who's that from?
I don't know. It just says, eat a whole D, Barry.
Oh, okay. There was another one. Go ahead.
How about taking a team in the AFC South? And then, Barry, you know you want to become a Packers fan because you want a big, juicy Wisconsin brat in your mouth.
Who's that from?
Chase. No.
Chase knows from experience.
Chase. Shut up, Chase.
So, with that said, I mean, look. I think it's cut and dried. You get the best quarterback in football, not named Patrick Mahomes.
Not named Patrick. That's a big sticking point.
True. But greatest fan base in the world. Publicly owned, so you don't have to go at the owner.
So since I'm getting to choose, that's true. Since I'm getting to choose my fan base, I'm going to narrow this down to two. Mm-hmm. Okay? And it's I get to do this because I'm starting from right now.
And because you're a franchise guy, you're going with the quarterback. You're going with the past and the present or the future.
I'm eliminating Russell Wilson.
Yep.
Because they just got eliminated by. If I'm going to pick a team, I'm going to pick the team that just beat.
Go with the
one
winner.
Of the
That's
three
what Jadeveon Clowney says.
So it is down to
Packers
and Chiefs. We have narrowed it down. I am a free agent, a fan free agent.
Bro, I already hate you enough. If you become a Packers fan,
yeah,
bro,
bring it.
I'm gonna punch you in your throat.
And you get to piss Nick off, which you like doing on a daily basis. Done deal, Nick.
Packers
you just
got elevated. Packers just got elevated.
Did it.
It was Danny. It was Danny.
Go.
It was dead even, but now that I know it would piss Nick off, Packers in the lead.
You just, this is what you do all of this. Have you not learned anything from the Wayback Wednesday poll? The more you just created the drama to go against yourself.
That's my bad.
That.
I know Barry than that.
Stupid ass.
I know Barry better than that. I really do. That's my bad. I'm going to be the victim here if he becomes a Packers
fantastic.
Fan.
You really are. It's a win-win for me.
Oh, it's so close, Joel. You're right there.
If I could freaking have on an emergency shipment on dry ice, cheese curds, a tailgate brats, the beer, the whole works for Barry, it would be here.
I like it. I can't believe I've narrowed this down to the Packers.
Fantastic!
You know how far you and I have come if I'm willing to be a Packers fan.
This is a bonding moment for the ages going forward.
This is amazing.
Houston, it now became the best day in sports in Houston history. Enjoy! We'll be back with the final segment. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final segment, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. To say this has been a spirited...
Oh, my God.
...and fun ride today when I thought it was just going to be doomsday... Wow. If anybody could bring it to you, just honestly, good it could be us.
Yeah.
In so many different ways. Sorry the results aren't what you're looking for.
AJ texted me during that segment and said, if you choose the Packers, the show is getting replaced.
Yes.
There's the break we were looking for.
AJ coming through.
Look at Nick. AJ comes through. Oh, that is so funny. Somebody texted and said, Barry, please don't ever come back to Texans Nation. Oh, don't worry. As long as Bill O'Brien is the coach, you don't have to worry about me coming back to Texans Nation.
But what happens if he's not?
Call, like I said, replace that bull on there. Just put an L on the helmet because Texans Nation is losers.
But what happens if he's not? They're not going to let
you
back.
Then I'll go back. I don't care. I can go back.
Okay.
I'm just saying I'm not spending money. I'm not rooting for. I am out as the Texans as built. Bill O'Brien, Romeo Crennel. If they're not fired, I'm not a fan. Done. Barry, if you choose us Packers, I will make you a joint owner of my stock I got in 2011.
It's not worth anything. I'm just trying to. I'm looking out for you. I know, but I'm looking out for you.
Oh,
that's just a piece of paper that they spent a lot of money on.
It doesn't.
No.
Like, what can you get for that piece of paper? What can you buy with that?
A slice of cheese.
Some cheese. Yeah.
Yeah. Just probably it.
Think about what the paper's worth if it's raised lettering with a lot of ink, maybe some shiny stuff. Get a couple bucks for it.
Somebody texted and said, I don't think I've ever heard Joel this happy before.
Yeah.
This has got to be a career highlight
and
for him.
And look at this. Somebody texted. You thought it was good to piss Nick off. You could piss AJ off too.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a double whammy from heaven. How could you? And it's America's team, and it's publicly owned?
Somebody said, at Pac-Man is funny.
Oh, my God. Be fantastic.
America's team? Oh, bro, you think I'm pissing people off?
There you go. It's been that way for the last 20 years.
You just upset all of Cowboys Nation.
Another reason to love it.
Golly.
It's just like, it's fandemonium heaven today is what it is. It's like if we had a Bible, all you need is just the program from the Packer game yesterday when they won. And they're going to the NFC Championship again. Okay, people? Just enjoy it.
Oh, my God. Here's the dumbest text that I'll read all day. This is the dumbest text I'll read all year. Are you ready?
Sure.
Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Listen to this. Listen, I don't know who you are, 0338, but you should throw your phone in the toilet and never watch sports again. At least I hope you just forgot to send this in the sarcasm font. I don't understand the Fire O'Brien thing.
Oh my God.
Is the winningest coach in franchise history. He almost always makes the playoffs, and he's had only two bad games in the playoffs with Watson. I think he needs 2 to 3 more years with Watson. You're an idiot. I mean, I don't use that word lightly. You're an idiot. If you don't understand why a guy that just choked away a 24-0 lead in the playoffs shouldn't be fired, you don't understand sports. If anyone else in this world did their job as bad as Bill O'Brien did, not just yesterday, but on a game-in and game-out basis, they would be fired. How he's not fired, I don't understand. For what?
for being in that category of doing their job bad every day?
Again, this is why you shouldn't be a Texans fan. It's just a terrible organization.
Here I thought Chase was texting back saying it didn't count. I didn't swallow. Wow, I'm confused today on the text line. There's people all over. Now they're defending Bill O'Brien.
Wow.
Crazy.
Speaking of, it's so funny that Bill O'Brien got so upset when someone said he sucked. Turns out they were right. That fan was right. He does suck.
But like Charlie said, he kind of admitted, like when he said, you suck too.
Yeah, you suck too. Not, two as in also, as in, look, I know I suck, but you also suck. But
that's we're sucking right. together.
But we were asking when we said, someone's got an axe to grind. Why would that come up? It was the Denver game. Why would that come up this week and now getting ready for the Chiefs game? And it was a precursor for what was to come.
Yeah, absolutely. Somebody said, Barry, you're literally the definition of a bandwagon fan. You always get on people about being on a bandwagon. What happens now? No, my friend. This is not about being on a bandwagon. I'm not rooting for the Chiefs or the Packers because they're winning right now. I'm switching teams because my team, the team that I've been rooting for since their existence, because I've lived in the city my entire life, is a joke of a franchise and an organization because Cal McNair doesn't have the balls to come out on Monday and say Bill O'Brien is a joke of a coach and we're firing him. That's why I'm switching teams. That's why I won't spend my money or waste my time watching this organization. It's an absolute. It has nothing to do with a bandwagon. So bandwagon fans follow LeBron from Cleveland to Miami to L.A.
But if we were going to write a headline,
I'm telling you, if you're a fan of this organization, you're wasting your time.
So basically, what you're telling me, if we were going to write a headline, is today's your coming out and you're switching teams.
I don't like the way that sounds.
I'm just trying to take the clip notes of what he just said, Nick.
I don't like the way that sounds at all. That's not.
I think Joel's trying to get you to transition like he did when he was out.
I don't. Yeah, see? You're trying to get me to play for the same team? Huh?
This from a guy that has a horn on his head.
Oh. Now, see, he just had that. Yeah.
Now we're all killing each other. This is suspect on suspect crime.
Now, see.
Welcome to Packers Nation, by the way. Good to have you.
I'm not going to make the decision today.
You know Bear's going to drag this thing.
Patrick Mahomes puts ketchup on steak. A lot of it. A lot of it.
I got a real problem.
That's a deal breaker, isn't it? Deal breaker.
See?
I got a real problem with that.
You got a really awesome medium well ribeye, and then he puts ketchup on it.
Mm. Yeah, but.
See, but I wouldn't hate you as much if you went to Kansas City, though.
Okay, here's what I'm going to make the decision after the Super Bowl. So I'm gonna I'm gonna let the whole season play out.
That's weak. The Packers have the toughest road to get there.
Everybody's saying it's gonna be the State Farm Super Bowl. I really think it has a really good chance.
I don't know
how
you guys think that. The Packers are already 7-point dogs.
It doesn't. The Packers aren't losing to the Niners.
You want a quarterback that talks like this? Waka waka. I don't think it's something you want. I don't.
I like that you're really making your case, though.
Yes.
And it's all valid points.
Absolutely.
Somebody texted, does anybody want my season tickets next year? Hell no. I mean, yeah, if I run out of toilet paper, I'll use your Texans season tickets.
Take them. We could sell those too.
Who's paying for them?
That texter. Just keep that number and that text. We've got first person up to buy the tickets.
Yeah. One. I hope there's literally three people in the stands next year. This is the problem. This is the only way you send a message to Cal McNair is you stop spending money on this team. Stop buying their stupid stickers for your cars. Stop buying those stupid jerseys. Stop going to games. Stop watching.
It's already three people in RG Stadium at games anyway.
That's true. There was more Bills fans.
Like Bill O'Brien's
mom.
There
was more Bills fans than Texans fans.
Deshaun Watson's mom.
Because they know what's up.
And Hopkins' mom. Those are the three fans that were in RG. That's it. There's nobody
else. Pay for those.
God, I got a really bad joke right now that I can't use because I've already done enough
today.
Don't
do that. Nope. No, God, don't do that.
Nope, can't do that.
All right, so well, I'm going to have to clear out the text.
You're not going to make the decision today.
I'm not, but I think you should be happy that it's been narrowed down to the Packers.
I'm liking our position right now, yes.
And we're just going to see how the playoffs play out because that's going to – I want to see decision-making. I want to see play on the field.
So you're going to be the ultimate front runner. It's just going to be whoever ends up advancing.
No, I mean I've said the reasons why. If I wanted to root for a loser, I'd root for the Texans.
Right, but what I'm saying is whether they get there this year or not, they've got a ton of salary cap money. They still got Rodgers in his prime. They've got a running game and one of the best receivers in football.
That's why they're in the running. It's down to them and the Chiefs because I love the future of both of these organizations.
They got a defense.
Well, actually, I like the future of the Chiefs better. The Packers
got a secondary.
The Packers look better now. Chiefs look better in the future.
True, I would agree with that.
But I like this.
But
this,
when you had Brett Favre and you made the transition quickly to Aaron Rodgers, you didn't have to wallow in futility like the Chiefs?
They better do it again.
Well, God dang, we found lightning in a bottle twice. How are we going to do it three times? What is wrong with you? I can't make miracles happen. I'm going to part the Red Sea in front of you. I'm trying to get but you fandom. I'm not going to tell you that. I'm going to tell you I'm going to give you life after death.
Bill O'Brien's going to be here through 2030. I don't have a decade to waste on risking
him.
I know
there's good choices to be made.
I know what Mahomes is going to be over the next 10 years.
Make
I don't know what's
going to
happen after
Barry.
Rodgers. I don't know
make
what's going to happen.
Make football great again.
Okay. All right.
Green hat, yellow lettering. We're going to have them made up.
Nice.
All right, that'll do it for us. Boy, we've got more to come, but only 90 minutes, so get your fill now. It's the Blitz coming up next as they take you all the way into the national championship game between the
Tigers.
Who you got? Quickly?
Yeah, Tigers.
I got LSU.
I got the Tigers.
Clemson.
Yeah, LSU.
Oh, what? Upset, Nick.
Look at you.
You did say that you thought Trevor Lawrence was hot. All right,
I did not.
That's it. End of the show. Talk to you again tomorrow. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.